Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we move into Siman Pei Tes, the 89th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, where we're going to discuss briefly the topic called Basis LeDavar HaAsur, which literally means a basis for a prohibited item. So the general idea, the concept is that if a muktzah item is intentionally placed on another vessel before Shabbos comes in, and it's intended to remain there throughout the process of twilight, throughout from sunset to stars out, the item that it's resting on becomes a basis to davar asur, the base of the prohibited object, and is forbidden to be removed or handled the entire Shabbos. We're going to look at 13 questions, and that's all we're looking at today. What if the muktzah item was removed from the vessel? So let's deal with a practical example. So let's say a person places their candles on their Shabbos table. So if the Shabbos table, if that's the case, before Shabbos comes in, one may not move the table on Shabbos. What happens if the candles were removed? So the non-Jew takes the candles and moves them away. So in that case, it still is a basis because it is determined at the time throughout the process of twilight. And since they were there at twilight, the table becomes asur to move. What level of muktzah does the base, does the mutar vessel maintain? Meaning to say, what level of isur muktzah comes to the item that is being rested on? So it depends with the same level of what was placed on it. So, for instance, if a hammer was left on a chair before Shabbos and is there through the Ben HaShemashos, through the twilight going into Shabbos, that chair maintains the Isur of Kli Shumalach Dole Isur, which may be moved at Tzarech Gufoy, at Tzarech Mekomo. So that chair may be moved with the permissibility of the Tzarech Gufoy, at Tzarech Mekomo, for the need of its place or for its own usage, to, as an example, to sit on Shabbos. However, let's say it wasn't a screwdriver or a hammer, but let's say it's something which has no utility. So one left a stone on that chair. That chair would now retain the isur of muktzah machmas gufo, something with no utility, and they may not be moved whatsoever under any circumstances. What if at twilight the vessel holds both a muktzah and a non-muktzah object? So in that case, it is permitted to move the object that was being rested upon, if the permitted item is more valuable, more important to the person, then you may move that vessel. But if the prohibited object is more important, then it's forbidden to handle that vessel. This comes up in all kinds of interesting situations. That let's say one has a car key, which is on a ring, which is on the same ring as one's house key. So one may move the ring on Shabbos, even though it's attached to the car key, because one's house key, which is of equal or more important value, is also on that. One may move for that situation. Obviously, it's best to remove that before Shabbos, but if this is what happens, that may be an example of this. If there is a drawer, and in that drawer, one forgets the stapler, but there's many other things that are in the drawer which one does need for Shabbos as well. So one puts a stapler into one's cutlery drawer. One needs a knife to take out. One may open that drawer because that's a basis of davar asur or a davar amutar in that circumstance. But obviously, it's best to remove the muktzah items before Shabbos comes in. But if one didn't, this still allows the permissibility. How can one avoid the problem of a table or tablecloth becoming a base for the muktzah items on Shabbos? So the best thing to do, and this is the way that it's always done from time immemorial, is to place the challah which I'm going to use on Shabbos, on the tray or on the table that one keeps the candles. So in such a way, therefore, the tray or the table which is supporting those candles is now a support for both the challah and the candles. So if the candles are then going to be moved, I'm allowed to move the table itself. What happens if the challahs were not placed there before twilight? So all that's on this table was the candles. I forgot to put the challah there. So then in that case, the table and the tablecloth are not allowed to be used. Is there room for any leniency? So in a case of pressing need, so then in that case, some poskim can allow you to shake off the muktzah item, and as long as you did not intend it to be there the entire Shabbos. So for instance, since many people have the non-Jew remove the candles on Shabbos morning from their table that was left on a Friday night, then it's not intended to be there the entire Shabbos. So in cases of great need, then it may be mutar to move that basis if it was not meant to be the entire Shabbos. If money is in the pocket of a garment, may the garment be handled? The answer is yes, because the pocket becomes the basis, but the pocket is secondary to the garment, and I'm allowed to move the garment. Can I wear that in that garment with the money in the pocket even inside the house? The answer is no, because you may end up carrying it into the public domain, and that's a issue of hoitzah, of carrying, separate to the muktzah concern as well. What if the law, what would be the halacha? If the money is in a drawer in a table, may the table be moved? The answer is no. The drawer is considered a separate vessel and becomes a basis, and because it is an important part of the table itself is not allowed to be moved as well. Does a vessel become a basis if the mukta object was placed there after twilight? The answer is no. It only becomes a base if it was placed there before and during twilight. Does a vessel become a basis, a base for the mukta object, if it was left there unintentionally or forgetfully? I forgot my screwdriver, I forgot my hammer on the table, on the chair, on the blanket. The answer is no. It was only if it was left there intentionally to be there, not if forgotten. Can bones or peels be shaken off the table or the tablecloth on Shabbos? The answer is yes, provided the table or tablecloth do not become a basis of muktzah at twilight. So, for instance, I'm eating the meal, now the bones are thrown onto the table or tablecloth. That does not make them a basis because they weren't there from the time of twilight. And finally, can someone make another person's items a basis by placing a muktzah item on them before Shabbos? The answer is no. One only has the capacity to make asur one's own things or where one has consent to use that. So if it's shared area, I do have consent. But I'm not allowed to go over and try to stimmy my friend's Shabbos by placing a hammer on top of their, you know, sefer, so they can't use their sefer on Shabbos because they don't have the right to place it there. Therefore, it does not create the intentionality necessary for the basis of davar asur. Very, very fascinating halachas. And this concludes our topic of basis l'davar asur, which is a secondary concern within the muktzah category. Have a wonderful and meaningful